Accession number 18579, Reel 3.
Bill Fry, Reel 3.
Yeah, we actually used the barracks jail as morgue, because nowhere else to put the bodies. And then that went on for about 10 days, and we were losing people every night. But I found out later that the other barracks had the same problems. The RAF barracks had had it, the army barracks were having it. All lads are just drinking, you see. And we found out what was wrong. One of the chemists, I don't know whether it was one of our people, the dispensary, or whether it was one of the other barracks, they found out what was poisoning them, and they put a ban on us right away. And because that stopped that, all right. But a lot of people home here don't really know, I don't think.
Were these servicemen or
civilians? All servicemen. All servicemen, yeah. Because we had all Navy men and a few Marines in our barracks, because the Army barracks had their own men, of course. But I bet a lot of people home here didn't realise what killed them, I don't think. And when I see this, we called it ooch. And when you see this bottle stuff going around now in the pubs and that, and it's called ooch. You see it advertised, don't you? The first thing comes to mind, I remember the word ooch, you know what that means, sort of thing, you know. But you can't tell people much about it, really. But that was one thing that happened in Singapore, and things seemed to quieten down. But another thing happened almost practically immediately. We found out that the Japanese had assaulted a lot of the women in Singapore while they were there, and they left a lot of VD around. Now, one of the things I took in my job was VD. It was a venereal disease test. So I was put onto the venereal disease section. And we joined up with a couple of marine drivers, in jeeps, things like that, and they took us round to all these shebeens and places like that, you know, these red lamp places, and the doctors were with a doctor, and we were testing the women to see if they were affected. And those were affected were put into an ambulance and brought to a central sick bay, we call it. It wasn't our sick bay, so a central place where they were treated, you know what I mean? And they found out there was so much VD knocking around that they had to do something about it. So they introduced what we know now as streptomycin. You heard of streptomycin? And they didn't know much about streptomycin then. Now, at the time, to cure VD, you should take up to 6 months to cure VD with injections of the stuff they'd used then. I don't know what it was. I can't remember now what it was. But they found out by injecting streptomycin every 4 hours. By injecting every 4 hours for 6 weeks, we could cure it completely. And that's what happened in Singapore. That's how they cured it all. Yeah, see, we found out that, we could cure it in 6 weeks, which is a good thing. And we cleared off Singapore in a matter of 5 months. We cleared Singapore up. It was right, it must have been somewhere about 80-odd% of Singapore was VD. And by the time we cleared it up, we cut it down to 7.5% in about 5 months.
You mean 80% of the inhabitants had it?
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that here. You know what I mean?
So these you were treating civilians in this
country? Oh, we're treating everybody. We're treating everybody. And some of our blokes were catching it as well, because they were going with the women. You know what I mean?
So was all your work done at HMS Sultan?
HMS Sultan. It was a land base.
That's where all your medical facilities
as well. I was there for nearly 2.5 years in Singapore. And the one thing that grieves me is this, just going off the subject of the medical side of it. I was nearly 2.5 years in Singapore. Now, they had a Malayan medal, the Malayan campaign medal, which anybody out there could guess. But the naval ruling is, now this is something I've tried to fight and I cannot get a hold of anybody that will fight it. Because the naval ruling is that if you're based anywhere, during the period you're there, you're supposed to do a total of 126 days sea time. Now, if you don't do 126 days sea time while you're there, you can't have the Millennium Medal. So I can't have it. You see what I mean? Now, I've tried to fight this, but I can't find anybody that can fight it for me. And they know. I've been in touch with the naval place. And I even spoke to, a woman spoke to me and told me what service I've done out there over the phone. She had all on computer and everything. She said, no, she said, you're based all the time there, so you're not entitled to it. And I said, well, that's a bit of a bugger, that is. I said, I've done nearly 2.5 years there. I said, no, I can't have it. Now, a friend of mine who served his time out there with me, he was put on what we call the Wandering Gang. He was put on HMS Moon while he was there. And he was going off to the islands and bringing wounded back to us. So while he was there, he was based on the ship, although he's based with us. You know what I mean? But he done his time. No, he got his medal, and I couldn't get mine.